Rout County Republican, July 10, 1908. Dedication of State Museum. Formal exercises at Natural History Building in Denver. Now open to public. Structure, when completed, will be 3 times present size. Denver, Wednesday afternoon, the Colorado Museum of Natural History, standing alone on the highest point in City Park, was formally dedicated to the public. A representative audience listened to the remarks of prominent public men who have been closely associated with the movement to give Denver the most complete museum in America. The services were opened by Dr. Udier, who offered prayer. John F. Compton, chairman of the museum's board of directors, dwelt upon the spirit that caused some 30 of Denver's prominent citizens to foster the plan, which is now to give the city a great educational institution. Jacob Phileas, chairman of the park board, told of the plans of the park board to create a setting in keeping with the beauty of the building. The subject announced for ex-Governor C.S. Thomas to deal with was the laws of irrigation as applicable to the producing of green lawns about the museum. Mr. Thomas said that he would much prefer to deliver his speech intended for the Democratic National Convention than to discuss law, of which he has had his fill. Mr. Thomas finally read the names of many of the contributors to the museum, stating that the generosity of these citizens had already irrigated the financial end of the museum. Mrs. Bessie Fox Davis led the singing of America and the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and also rendered a solo, Beloved Columbia. Mrs. Davis was assisted by Mrs. Emily Danks, pianist. Cavaglio's orchestra also contributed an excellent musical program. Percifer M. Cook, Assistant Secretary of the Museum Association, officiated. The museum, which is now open to the public, is but 1/3 finished. There will be 2 wings added to the building as soon as there is sufficient sum in hand for this work. The building, when finished, will be 250 feet long by 150 feet wide. Up to the present, 2,400 specimens have been gathered together. Only about 12% of these, however, are now in position for inspection.